pipes they are a-blowing. Now it's time to call in Wild West.
John Hendricks and Robin Mitchell, dishing out the fun. The KGEZ Good Morning Show.
We're talking
the Flathead.
Only on 600 KGEZ Kalispell.
KGEZ.
Now, we'll identify the Flathead High School Athlete of the Week. Presented by Parkside Credit Union in Whitefish, Kalispell, Columbia Falls, and Evergreen.
Welcome to this week's Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week. This week, and really at this time, we're between sports, but there's still important students to recognize. This week is a leading member of the Pep Band. She plays the sousaphone and is at every game cheering on our school, regardless of the score. She'll talk about band, all that it entails, what is the sousaphone, and what it's like setting the stage at state. This week's Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week goes to Ayana Guzman from Flathead's Pep Band. Our conversation will be right after this message from our sponsor, Parkside Credit Union.
Hey, this is Josh at Parkside, and I'm here with my good friend Catherine from the Center for Restorative Youth Justice.
You may have driven down Idaho Street recently and seen the Cry J sign and colorful mural on the front of our building and thought, what is Cry J anyway? Well, each year we work with about 200 of the Flathead's most vulnerable and intelligent and funny and thoughtful and amazing teens. This radio slot is too short to talk about all the things, but next time you're in the neighborhood, stop by or visit restorativeyouthjustice.org to learn more.
We say yes to our Parkside partners.
You're connected to the Flathead Braves and Bravettes on 600 KGEZ.
I'm with our Parkside Credit Union Athlete of the Week, Ayana Guzman, a senior from Pep Band. Good morning, Ayana, and welcome.
Hello. Happy to be here.
First time on the air?
Yep.
Are you nervous?
A little.
Yes, you don't be. I think it's easier to talk in front of thousands than have to perform. Right?
Probably, yeah.
I think we forget how busy Pep Band truly is. You support practically all sports.
Well, we can't be there for wrestling or track. We mostly just support the football team as well as the basketball team. Okay. And we can at least show up for at least one game for volleyball.
Okay. It's over 30 games, especially if they make state, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot. Because you try to go to boys and girls?
Yep, we do both boys and girls as well as crosstown. And we almost did divisionals this year, but it would have been too much for our schedules for the students. We would have been gone for basically 2 weeks from classes.
Okay. Yeah, teachers don't want that.
No, not at all.
Do you think one day you'll start doing flag football? They were doing good.
Probably with how well our girls were doing in flag football.
Yeah.
That would most likely be a lot more work. So it wouldn't be for a while, supposedly.
Yeah, you'd have to gear up to that.
Yeah.
So you didn't go to divisionals, but you guys did go to state for basketball,
correct?
Right? That must have been pretty cool.
It was. The bus rides are always fun. We bus with the cheerleaders, and then the games themselves were really fun. It's really interesting to play in a different stadium or, I guess, gym than what we usually play in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun to play with other Pep Bands and kind of see what they play, as well as just cheer on our girls in general and be the most energetic loud group there are there.
Yeah, you're bringing the whole vibe.
We are.
How many kids are in Pep Band with you? And how many went to state? Does everybody get to go?
Not everyone. You have to go to a certain amount of games to make it to Pep Band. Like, okay. You can't show up to just one game and then ask to go to state because you didn't really put in the work to actually play with the whole band. And obviously, some people can't do it because their schedules are too busy.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few people in our band who can't go because they're in IB and they have a lot of other things to do.
Yeah.
But if you show up, I think, to three or more games, you can go to state. And I think it was about 20-something students or so. It was a pretty good mix of instruments as well.
Yeah, that's what you need, right? Fair balance all the way through.
I think three or four flutes, three saxophones, three tubas. I think we had like five euphoniums.
Okay.
And five trumpets, I think.
I'm trying to picture euphonium again. Yeah, because you play the sousaphone.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to admit, I had to look it up.
Yeah.
I wasn't even sure if I was pronouncing that right. What made you decide the sousaphone? Tell me that story.
Sousaphone is basically just a marching tuba because trying to carry a actual like concert tuba while marching and playing is extremely difficult.
Yeah.
They have hooks where you can like strap on.
Suspenders, would you say?
Okay. But we don't have any of those, so we have sousaphones instead because they can just rest on your shoulder.
Okay.
And unlike the tuba and the euphonium, they don't project up, they project forward, which allows the sound to be louder.
Okay. Yeah, because you're in a huge room.
Yeah.
So they go up and it fades out.
As the bass, you want to, like, carry the whole band, especially in Seven Nation Army.
How many sousaphones did you say?
We have three currently.
Seven Nation Army is a good song,
it
by
is.
The way.
It is one of the favorites, we would say. It's played a lot. We have me, the senior sousaphone. We have a junior sousaphone, mm-hmm. Autumn. And then we have our freshman sousaphone, Emma.
Okay. How'd you get into playing the sousaphone?
I started on flute from sixth grade to ninth when COVID hit. Okay. And when we came back, I was like, I kind of don't want to have to deal with this on flute. And we didn't have a tuba in the first place. So I thought, like, hey, why not try tuba? And so I tried playing tuba and it worked really well. In fact, a lot better than when I played on flute. So I made the permanent switch to tuba because the band needed a bass and we needed that for pep band as well. So tuba and sousaphone are basically the same.
Okay. The tuba of pep band is the sousaphone.
Yes.
Okay. For us here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the right way to say it. Probably not the right word, but are you fluent in any other instruments?
I'm relatively fluent in flute still.
Okay.
I don't play it as often since tuba is now my main instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, not really. I know a little bit of piano and guitar, but not much after that. And I know a bit of upright bass or double bass, depending on who you ask.
Are you in a band outside of school?
Not currently. Most of my extracurricular activities involve art at the moment.
Okay.
I was going to join jazz band, but wasn't able to this year, so.
I don't know why the idea of forming a band with friends seems like super cool. And if I could go back in time, I'd probably try embarrassing myself doing that.
Honestly, I think that's a wish we all have.
It's not too late for you. Let me put it that way.
Because it's your group of close friends. You're playing music. You're being creative. Yep. It's just a fun time.
Yep. And then you have these super artists today that, like, started in someone's garage.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, oh, I wish that were me.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Okay, so what other activities, sorry, are you involved in?
I actually am in the Dungeons & Dragons Club. I'm also in the art club. I'm in the... Not photography club, but I'm in the photography class. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of art, mostly, outside of band.
Do you want to continue to play in college?
Yeah. If I go to college, it will either be for animation or for performing arts or becoming a music teacher. I really enjoy playing my tuba.
You know what? I went in a rabbit hole the other day and was reading about the Unreal Engine.
Right.
Right? And the dude, Sweeney, who developed it and, like, his whole progression. And the guy's, like, a billionaire now.
Right.
Trying to think, he wrote his first game in the 90s and just his learning curves and experiences that he's had. But that Unreal Engine is free to use. But if you make it up, I think if you sell like $1 million worth in gross revenue, then they start asking for that royalty fee. Let's say it's 10%, right?
Yeah.
But that stuff's really cool to me.
It is. There's a lot of like really cool things out there. That actually made me think of a random fact I know. Mm-hmm. The creator of the saxophone almost died like several times, like ate a needle, had a brick fall in his head, consumed arsenic, and I think was one of them. And it's been a running joke in the music community that it's because God didn't want the saxophone to be created. but here it is. It's a pretty funny joke. And like, he actually snuck it into a orchestral performance and the director got really mad at him because he's like, I don't want the saxophone here.
Yeah.
So
it's like snowboarding back in the day.
Yeah.
You know? That's interesting. I took a music history class, but a lot of it was the history of artists.
Yeah.
Not really the history of the originating instruments. Okay. The lightning round. Okay. Some fun, quick questions. Orange or black?
Black. Cause you can pair most colors with it.
There you go. Rock or pop?
I'm going to have to go with rock.
Drums or guitar?
Guitar, because I know guitar.
Snowmobiling or wake surfing?
Wake surfing.
Nice.
I feel like you can jump more on that one.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, it's softer when you land.
Yeah.
Favorite hype song?
That's a bit difficult.
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking about pep band, it'd be Hey Baby. We love playing
I'm
Hey Baby.
I'm trying to like hear it, because I can hear Seven Nation Army for sure, right? I know the White Stripes.
That one just pops into your head.
That one and Blue Orchid, do you play that one? That's the only other White Stripes song I know.
No, we just play Seven Nation. Our trumpets, since they usually play the melody the loudest, we pick songs that would be easy for them to play. Yeah.
Gatorade or Powerade?
Neither. They both give me headaches.
iPhone or Android?
I have both.
Pepsi or Coke?
I actually haven't had either.
Oh, that's not a bad thing. Good for you. Cats or dogs?
Cats.
Cars or trucks?
Trucks.
Favorite subject?
If it can't be music or art, I'm going to have to go science.
Okay. Favorite teacher?
Mr. Donkey.
Would you like to give a shout out to anyone?
Shout out to all of the euphoniums for being so energetic this last season.
Ayana, thank you so much for your contributions to Flathead High, your dedication to Pep Band. We wish you the best and congrats on being the Athlete of the Week.
All right. Thank you.
The Flathead High School Athlete of the Week, presented by Parkside Credit Union.
Go Ravens! The Flathead 600 KGEZ.
KGEZ 2020 News, always local, always up to date. And Robin, it looks like we've got northern lights in our forecast.
Yeah, it sure does. And if we can get above the clouds, perhaps,
yeah,
and see
that might be it.
But we have a G2 solar storm going on today, and that means the northern lights could be seen as far south as New York and Idaho. Space Weather Prediction Center says this geomagnetic storm is going to peak today. Today will be prime, but it could be viewable again tomorrow. And the auroras are caused by the solar wind interacting with the Earth's magnetic field. They tend to navigate around the magnetic poles. If you're at the International Space Station, they go all the way around the world.
Yeah. KGEZ 2020 News, a service of Farmers State Bank, reminding you that sometimes you just have to come inside. Rent a safe deposit box. Pick up a new Montana-inspired debit card. Farmers State Bank, 9 brick-and-mortar locations in Kalispell at 120 Hutton Ranch Road, member FDIC. Russian strikes in Ukraine have killed at least 10 civilians and wounded many more.
The hits come as a senior Moscow official warns that the Kremlin's forces are preparing for an expected Ukrainian counteroffensive in the coming weeks. 5 people died in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk province when a Russian missile hit an aid station. Last year, district authorities had established so-called points of invincibility, places residents could warm up, charge their cell phones, and get snacks. Donetsk governor Pavlo Kirilenko says the civilians who died were refugees. In addition, civilians were killed and wounded in Sumy province by a nighttime rocket and artillery barrage and airstrikes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And now this from Farmer State Bank.
You've got a debit card and phone app. Does a brick and mortar bank really matter? You bet your boots it does. Step inside any one of Farmer State Bank's 9 unique locations. Open a new account, apply for a loan, rent a safety deposit box, or arrange for the trip of a lifetime. Personal service and attention to detail, along with all the mobile and electronic services you've come to rely on. See what you're missing. Farmer State Bank, your Montana bank since 1907. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I heard about the artificial intelligence, and so I got it to create some sort of, a 2-minute, what was it, after dinner speech for me. It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
We did that on the air. And now, yesterday, I saw something about artificial intelligence doing breakthrough cancer research. Now, here's one small problem. Hallucination in artificial intelligence refers to the generation of outputs that may sound plausible but are either factually incorrect or unrelated to the given context. So that's just what we need. More, hallucinatory creations, as if we don't have enough of those already.
Yeah, really.
Now, here's the thing. Now police are being warned on NPR that scammers are using artificial intelligence to ape voices.
Oh.
Of, like, your relatives and the like. So when you get that call that they need bail or they're in the hospital, send money. Another dangerous level to scamming and artificial intelligence.
Brother.
Right. KGEZ 20. Ain't electronics marvelous?
Yeah.
KGEZ 2020 News, a service of Farmer State Bank, where you can bank like a local, whether you're a Montana native or just putting down roots. You're going to feel right at home at Farmers State Bank, helping Montanans succeed since 1907 in Kalispell at 120 Hutton Ranch Road.
And Here is your official Northwest Montana forecast.
Some widely scattered snow showers with us today. Not everyone will see the snow, and definitely not at the same time. Otherwise, we will be stuck with the cloud cover today, our high right around 40 degrees. Cloudy skies, mid-20s tonight, and a slight chance for snow on Saturday, our high right around 40. Sunday, snow becomes a lot more likely, our high low 40s.
Current temperatures around the area, Flathead, you can see Whitefish and Columbia Falls both with 32 degrees. Downtown.